You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the praise for this day, this anointed Tuesday. We are here to pray. And I will urge you to pay rapt attention. Don't get distracted, and let's pray together. Today we'll be praying alongside as we move through God's word. Remember that we're in the season of stand out. Philippians 2:15, that he may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. Declare to me, help me stand out, Lord.
Help me stand out, Lord.
In accordance with your word.
In accordance with your word.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
So today we continue our study and prayer on grace for excellence. And we've been looking at the mind of excellence. Our opening scriptures have been from Job 37:23, which reads, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. And also Psalm 8:1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. There's this wonderful song by Keith Green of blessed memory, and he sang that scripture. Oh Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So Keith Green, you can find out that, it's from the 80s, but it's a wonderful song. It's a scripture. This from this scripture. I believe we can sing it the next time we meet. And Psalm 36:7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we've been studying on excellence. What is excellence? The quality of being outstanding or extremely good. Refers to the best, or also another way to describe excellent is exceptional. And the characteristics of a mind of excellence, we looked at, it must be a God-fearing, or the fear of God. From Isaiah 11:2, talking about the spirit of the fear of God. Also, we looked at being firmly fixed and focused as one of the characteristics from Psalm 1-3, where you find a tree planted by the river of living water. But before that, it says that he daily meditated upon the word day and night. Okay, and also a mind of excellence thinks right and speaks right. And this time I'm going to give you some probably additional scriptures, or just, let me just throw a little light on it. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these. And so clearly we've been told about the things we should think about, and as we think about them, that is what is going to come out in our words. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. When you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, you speak words that come from trusting in God, and there will be words that edify, not troubled words or troubling words. In Matthew 12:35, A good man out of the treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So we know a scripture where the a man's treasure is, there his heart is also. So if we treasure the word of God, that is what will dwell in our hearts, and that is what is going to come out of our lips. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must put value. We must place value upon God's word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just declare to me in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
Help me place value.
Help me place value.
Maximum value.
Maximum value.
Upon your word.
Upon your word.
Let it reflect in my life.
Let it reflect in my
life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Now, D, a consecrated mind. To consecrate, we looked at, is to make or declare sacred, to dedicate formally to a religious or divine purpose, and also it means to ordain to a sacred office, and also to devote something exclusively to a particular purpose. Your mind must be consecrated. If you want to have a mind of excellence, a mind of excellence is a mind which is consecrated to God's divine purpose, because at the end of the day, our God is a God of excellence. And so when we consecrate our mind to Him and His principles, the same will manifest in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And it's sad. Consecrate. Very, very important. It is sad that it is said of Africans that we are so spiritual, and yet our works are found questionable most of the time. The works of our leadership found questionable most of the time. And so you begin to wonder that what is going on. Our minds must be consecrated to the principles of Jesus Christ. That is when we will see transformation. Transformation. If we say we believe in the person of Christ and we don't consecrate our minds to follow His principles, we have accepted His personality as the Savior, that He saved us yet, and yet we will show all manner of things which are contrary to what He desires for us. The Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We looked at 10 ways of consecrating our minds. One is to renew our minds. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And throwing a little light on the Ephesians 4, 23, which says that, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So it's not just about our minds, but the spirit of our minds. The deepest most part, the deepest part, or the deep, you say deeper most. Innermost, thank you very much. The innermost parts of our minds must encounter renewal by the Holy Spirit. That is the level of understanding. The level of understanding, you see. So we must be renewed in our understanding of things by the Holy Spirit and not by the flesh. Sometimes certain compartments of our minds have been renewed. Maybe the sitting room of our minds. The sitting room has been renewed, but the bedroom is totally something else. The storeroom of our minds, totally something else. As for the washroom, where you go there, oh no. So every compartment of our minds must be renewed, transformed by the Holy Spirit through the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why when you see someone who say that, yes, I believe, oh, I'm a believer, I'm born again, I believe in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, yes. But when it comes to my family festival, please, 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 don't come there. This is something that I do. Jesus said that because of the traditions, the word of God has none effect in you. Strongholds in our minds, may the Spirit of the Lord liberate us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Total transformation by the word of God. Now, we also saw that we need to set our minds on godly things. ungodly things. We're talking about 10 ways of consecrating our minds. Number two, set our minds on godly things. We read Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. That we should set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, we also study that we must guard our thoughts. A consecrated mind is a well-guarded mind. And you cast down every imagination and every high thing. That's what exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And then you bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Our thoughts must be obedient to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Declare to me that Lord.
Lord.
Reveal your word.
Reveal your word.
2 Corinthians 10:5. In my life.
In
the mighty name of Jesus.
Cast
down every imagination.
Cast down
and every high thing that exalts itself against you.
And every high thing that exalts itself against
every knowledge that exalts itself against you.
Every knowledge that exalts itself
operating
against
in my life.
Operating
let
in my
it be
life.
Cast down in the mighty name of Jesus.
Cast down in the mighty
let
name
every
Jesus.
Contrary thought.
Let every contrary thought
be brought into obedience.
Be brought into obedience
of your word in the name of Jesus.
Of your word in the name of Jesus.
Now today we look at one key. One which is dedicate your mind to godly service. And that's where we'll wrap up and continue another time. Dedicate your mind to godly service. In Romans chapter 6 verse 13, it reads that neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Now, our minds are instruments. Our bodies are instruments. Whether we use it for God or we use it for something else, there's no middle ground. You either be using it for something that is godly, something that is beneficial to God, to society, to other, to our neighbors, or it will be used for something else. There is no middle ground. So it is important that we actively commit our minds to the things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must not let God become an afterthought. Sometimes we commit our thoughts, our minds to all small manner of things. And after the whole show, before we consider God. But at every moment, the Lord Jesus is with us. And we must continually bring him first. He must be our first point of reference. He must be the standard by which any thought is processed in our minds. In the name of Jesus, the Lord help us.
Amen.
My mind must be an instrument of righteousness.
My mind must be an instrument of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our minds, every member of our body must be instrument of righteousness. And we must actively commit our mind. The mind controls the entire body. When the mind is fixed, every member of the body will fall in alignment because the mind controls the body. So we need to get this mind committed to the things of God and not make God an afterthought. 1 Peter 1:13, get up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Get up the loins of your mind. Your mind here is figuratively being presented as a body which has loins. It has legs to run. Get up your mind, the loins of your mind, and be sober. So we need to control the mind. We need to subject our minds to that which is in alignment with God's will. And serve with your mind dutifully. Consciously process what you do for God. I'll read the last scripture, Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. If you are not dutiful in committing your mind to God and to all the things of God, you begin to start lazing about in your mind when it comes to those things. Maybe when it comes to lotto, your mind is, it overworks. Maybe when it comes to football, you mentioned some of the European clubs or even Black Stars, trouble everywhere. Your mind overprocesses. That one goal against Black Star can cause you to faint. But when it comes to the things of God, then your mind becomes lazy. Open your scriptures to John 1:1. Then you start dozing. You start feeling sleepy the moment your pastor mounts the platform. The day rehearsal, they say, oh, let us read this one scripture. That day, your mind just goes to sleep. There's a big problem. You need to work your mind out. Exercise your mind. You exercise your mind with the word of God, with studying scripture, constantly, daily. Look at someone again. Meditation upon the word of God day and night, and he bore his fruit in season. Your season will not pass you by in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please declare to me that Holy Spirit, I commit my mind to you. Please help me. Grant me the grace. Get up the loins of my mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be sober. And to hope to the end for the grace. That is to be brought unto me at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
you are praying right now that, Lord, help me get up the loins of my mind. Help me not to be slothful. Help me to be dutiful in committing my mind to the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even in daily studying your word, committing my mind to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me not be lazy in, Lord, dealing with your word in my mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace to be dutiful. Help me, Lord. Not to be cast into a deep sleep because of slothfulness of mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cause me to be dutiful in committing my mind to the things of God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Transformation of mind starts. It's a spiritual thing. Though you study the word of God to understand it, it takes the Holy Spirit. It's a spiritual activity. So I'm inviting you to give your life to Jesus Christ, because that is when he would let his Holy Spirit come into you and live in your heart. And then his words can be meaningful to you. So please say this prayer after me. Father in heaven, according to your word, in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. He said, if I call upon your name, I'll be saved. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. I repent from all my sins. I turn away from every wicked way, Lord, and I commit my life into your care. Please, let your spirit come and live in me to grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you and to you alone. I believe that you died for me and you rose up again in victory. And by your power, I have access to eternal life. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Kindly let us sing a song of worship unto the Lord.
He is King of Kings. He is Lord. GlowMusicMinistry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.